What is going on? Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Longo. No longer will I be telling you the episodes at the beginning of the thing. They're going to be in the description. So if you missed that, just go to the description, check it out. But in this episode, we're going to be going through attachment and understanding what attachment really means to you and what are the implications of attaching yourself to other things and how it seeps deeper into you and you don't even realize it. So if you're excited to change that life, then go ahead, follow me on Spotify, follow me on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to both of those, put your notifications on so you know when I'm posting, come on, and go follow the Instagram channel. We're gonna be posting a lot more stuff on there and it's gonna be real nice. So if you're excited to learn about attachment, let's hop into it. Attachment is something that goes unsaid in our society. On the contrary, in the Eastern societies, attachment is widely spoken about and warned against. Why? Why is the Western society so different from the Eastern society? Well, it's because they're two different drivers. The Western society is driven towards attachment, towards externals. And the Eastern society has been founded on the lack of attachment, the lack of externals, and it's more focused on uniting yourself with nature. I'm not saying you need to go become a tree. What I'm saying is that attachment is something that you need to be aware of. Attachment is something that you need to understand is going to happen to you, and you need to know the dangers and what it really does to yourself. What it does to your body, to your mind, to everything going around. I suffer from it all the time. I'm in right now. I that's why I started this episode, because I was like, this needs to be talked about right now. If we look at attachment and we look at how you can see it and how it's expressed, let's just say attachment, you feel yourself right now, right? You listen to this, and that attachment is the drive for something else, the drive for wanting another thing. For me right now, the attachment, I'm attached to succeeding in what I'm doing right now. I'm attached to a lot of my externals. You know, like I'm attached to trying to create this company, trying to create this podcast, trying to do all these things while I'm trying to learn an education and make a lot of money. And all these things are floating over my head and inside my head, all these wants, you know, I want this stuff. I'm attached to this like it matters, like it's here, but it's not. None of this stuff is here with me. It's all in my head. It's all in my imagination. And I'm becoming attached to my imagination. I'm becoming attached to that another life I'm creating. And then when I come into my life now from my head, I'm living in my head. I'm living in a world where I've created a $1 billion company. I've created a $1 million company. I'm very well off and I'm successful. I'm living in that world. And then when I come back to reality, why would I want to live in reality when I'm living in that world? Why would I want to live in reality when I don't have those things that I'm attached to? I don't have those things that I want that are in my head. And so it's so hard to come back to live in reality when you have the attachment of your mind, you have the attachment of getting something, of wanting something, of creating something. Yes, I'm not saying that it's bad to have goals. What I'm saying is you need to focus more on the doing, the process, and keep the goals far, far away in the distance. It's like if you were to look up, right? You're at the bottom of a mountain. You look up at the mountain. You don't start walking looking up at the mountain. You don't just look straight up at the top of the mountain and start walking up the mountain. No, you look down. You look at your feet. You look at your ground. You look at your floor. You look at what's beneath you. And you look to where you need to go. Real, really narrow, really, really small viewpoints. Small steps. You don't make it up the mountain by looking straight up at the mountain. And you trip and fall and you fall down a mountain. It's understanding that living in your head, creating these false narratives, creating these things, yes, they're great. But when you come back to reality, if you're attached to that false narrative, to those dreams, you come back here, you don't want to live here. Why would you want to? I wouldn't. I'd much rather live in my mind and create these things and just do whatever I want. But I can't. You know, the reality is I'm here in the reality. So how can you make, how can you stop being so attached to your mind and be, and not just, and just no longer have attachment, no longer have wants? Well, if you want to learn that, you go and you learn Buddhism. But if you don't have time to learn Buddhism, I think this is the fundamental principle of attachment and getting rid of attachments. Thich Nhat Hanh is the one who brought Buddhism here to the Western world. One of the few, or one of the many, or one of the first, or a later one. All I know is after reading his books, he really enlightened me on understanding the attachment and understanding that this thing is. After reading his books, I understood attachment, but I didn't really, I didn't grasp the implications of when I was attached and when I wasn't. So I went a period of my time, period of my life, where I tried to distance myself from attachment. And what this looks like is, it's not like I love nothing, I hate, it's not like everything's nothing. It's not bland and bleak and gray. What it is, separating yourself, right? That's the end goal, is separating yourself from your wants and your wants and your desires, separating yourself from those things, and not in an unhealthy way. The way you separate yourself from these things is you learn that those things that you want are nothing. They are nothing. They bring you nothing. All they bring you is that thing that you want. That's all they bring you. They don't get rid of your desire to want. It's never going to get rid of your desire to want. That is in humans. You have a desire to want something. It doesn't matter what you get, because you're going to want something else. That is the take home. You have a desire to want. And if you get, you will want more. Understanding that this want can be tamed and honestly used and leveraged to make your life better. You no longer need to want stuff. You have the preference. You have the preference for something, but you are not attached to that something. I have the preference to create a very successful company. I have the preference to live my life certain ways. But if I can't, that's okay. It's not up to me, I guess. I'm still going to continue doing things to move myself in that direction. And that's just how you have to live. Not everyone here is trying to do what I like, trying to do these things. So I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm going to make it practical for you to understand your own attachments. Your own attachment. I'm going to step in your shoes instead of pulling you into my shoes. So you want to understand your attachments, right? What are your attachments? You think. I think. What are your attachments? Well, number one, very common, just money, success, fame, fortune, food, drugs, alcohol, Instagram, social media, sugar. All of these things that I've named are things that when they leave your life, you will have problems. When these things leave your life, this is how you can identify your attachments. What happens when it's gone? Look at everything around you. Look at everything around you. What happens when those things are gone? Are you attached now? Can you go a day without your phone? Can you go a day without eating? I know that sounds crazy, right? Let's just think about that though. Can you go a day without drinking? Can you go a day, a week, a month, the rest of your life without money? I'm not saying you need to go the rest of your life without these things. The point of this is to understand your own attachments, to understand the things that you think you need. Once you get those things, you're still going to want it again and again and again. It doesn't stop. You cannot satiate this want. There is no satiation to wants. Understand this. It's not uncommon. I have wants too. I'm not no supreme being brought down from here without wants. No, You temper these things. You understand that that's all they are, is wants. They're empty want, empty desires, instant and gone. Here 1 second, gone the next. These things do not give you fulfillment, do not give you that happiness. You know, what is happiness, that episode? Attachment will suck the happiness from you when that object, that thing, that person is gone. Attachment is unhealthy. Letting something be as it is healthy. Letting it come and go as it pleases is healthy. There's a difference between attachment and preference. Attachment, you cannot live when it's gone. Preference, you'll find a way. Sometimes it's not up to you. Sometimes something just comes and it goes. And it's like, damn, what just happened? You know, what just happened? It's here. 1 second, it's gone. You know, I want it. I want another one. I want it again. I want that feeling again. And that want, that constant cycle, that loop that you're putting yourself through is sucking you, sucking your energy, sucking your happiness. It's sucking your ability to just live. How do you expect to live when you're always searching for something else? It's like the pursuit of happiness. It's a paradox. When I first realized the paradox of it, you cannot pursue happiness. Happiness is instilled in you. It's already with you. There is no pursuit. And the joke, I guess, when I realize it, is like, oh, you can't pursue something that's already there. You know, you will never find happiness when you're always pursuing it. Be happy with what you have. And to do this, you separate yourself from your attachments. I have preferences. I love to eat. But if I can't eat, I can't eat. I love food, right? I love food. I really do. And if I can't eat the rest of my life, or I have to eat one food the rest of my life, if I have to, so be it. It's not a choice. These things, preferences come and go, and you're fine with that. Someone comes into your life, woos you, and they're gone. It's not much you could do. It's their choice. It's not yours. It might not be for the best, or it might be for the best. It's their choice, not yours. You know, these things that happen to us, that drive us, that turn us upside down, these attachments that we have to things that are not ours in the first place, our body's not even ours. You got to understand what the implications of attachment are. You have to understand that if you're attached to something, soon it will go. Soon it will be gone. And what happens when it's gone? What happens when it's gone? This is why Buddhism's focus on attachment was life-changing for me when I understood this and I experienced it. It's one thing to read the book, right? That's why I'm here. It's so hard to read something and just get it. You don't. You have to experience it. You have to be put into the world and understand these things from all angles. You know, when you're suffering, what's causing your suffering? Is it your desire for things outside of you? Is it your desire for things that aren't important? Things that can go on without? So now that you have heard a lot about attachments, let's put some practices in. Let's learn how to separate yourself from attachment. How do you do this? How do you separate yourself from your attachments, right? Well, one, brain states, understanding your brain states. Why does this kid bring this up all the time? No, really. When you're in a theta, delta, and alpha brain state, you're not really going to be attached to things. You have a slower brain. Your brain's firing slower, and so you have more time to reason. You have more time to think. That little split second makes a big difference. Your emotions aren't just a wave that fucking crashes over everything. More like your emotions are more like something you see coming really kind of, like really quickly. It's like, whoa, oh, I saw it coming. Oh, I knew not to do it. That's why brain states are so powerful. You get that little bit of time, that little bit. And so if you can cultivate the brain states, go listen to that episode. I'm not going to go into it here. Cultivating the brain states, number one, will help you separate yourself from attachment. Number two, after listening to this podcast, this is number two. Listen to this podcast and understanding what attachment is. And once you understand the powers that attachment can pull on you and the pulling and the pushing around that happens when you are attached to something, you can look at it and be like, oh, I'm attached to it. If your emotional roller coaster you have when something comes and it goes, you have an attachment. You have something wrong. A little piece of food should not be able to take you up and down a roller coaster of emotions. One little chemical, one little drink, one little hit, one little of anything, one person, a person comes into your life and they go. Split second. They shouldn't be able to send you on the roller coaster of emotion. These things should not be able to send you down the roller coaster. Why? Why are these things sending us down the roller coaster? It's because we're so attached to them and we haven't been educated. No one's in school educating us. No one's teaching us these things. It's crazy. It's because they don't even know. Those people don't know. There's a barrier. Some of them do, but they don't have the ability to express these things. This is a revolution in the way we go about our lives. The internet bringing us access to these things and to widespread knowledge. This is a revolution. And I know I got off track. I can't help myself. That's what I do. I rant. Practicing separating yourself from attachment. Go read a book on Stoicism. Go read a book on Buddhism. You're like, fuck, I didn't want to read that. I just came here to listen about it. Well, okay, you listened for it. And that's pretty much it, really. The practices are going to be all up to you. Meditation. Meditation is a practice where you can sit and you can look at your attachments. The whole point of this is to look at your attachment. If it's food, you look at your attachment to food and you just look at it. Stop. Don't say anything. Don't think anything. Don't think, oh, I have an attachment. Don't think anything. Just look at the food that you're attached to. Look at the sugary drink. Look at the caffeine. I'm not saying quit coffee. I drink coffee. But look at these things that you're attached to and just see them in your mind's eye and experience them as they are. Just that object. That is it. There is no emotion associated with these things. Your attachment is what links your own emotional self, your identity, to this object. Cut that link. There's a string connecting you to the object. One thing on you, one part of the string on you, one part of the string on the object. This string is your attachment. You're looking at the object and you've now made the decision because you clearly have something in your mind. If you're listening to this and you've cut the string, you want change in your life. You're looking at the object. You take some scissors, you cut it, you cut the string. No longer are you bound to this attachment. No longer is this thing, this object, able to change your emotions so easily. This thing isn't even real. It doesn't even have a mind of its own. And yet it can do the things it does to you. Money, 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 right? Big pile of money right in front of you. We go crazy. We go crazy for it. We go ape shit, right? This pile of money that is right in front of us. We want it so bad. It's money, money, money. At least for me, that's how I was, and that's how I can be. I understand that money is going to bring me nothing. It's going to bring me nothing. I just want it over here. But once I get it over there, I don't care. It's what is fucking money. It is what it is. It's an object. They are there. That's it. That's all they are, is objects. You are the one associating things with the object. You are the one creating emotions from the object. Let it be. Let it be what it is. Let the money just be money. That's all it is. And it's not fame. It's not wealth. It's not life-changing happiness for the rest. It's not. It's very easy for me on this side to say that, right? I've experienced some of these things. I've not experienced life-changing wealth, but I've got a glimpse of a lot of money really quick. And, well, it's all it was. A lot of money really quick. Nothing came from it. maybe a quick burst of, oh, wow. And that was it. Really? That was it. This, to me, having one person message me and say, hey, I kind of like what you're doing. That is a million times better than a big pile of money. Money is that. It's an object. Sugar is that. It's an object. Drugs are that. It's an object. Alcohol is that. It's an object. It's just a thing. We in the head are what is causing the emotions. We are the drivers of the attachment. We are the drivers of emotion. Our own emotions are not being controlled by us, but being controlled by an object. That doesn't make any sense. That object isn't real. It's not alive. Unless it's a tree or an animal. You could be attached to a dog. I don't care about that. That's not bad. Understand that that's what that is. That's what that feeling is. When you feel empty and you want something, you're craving something else, and you want to go back to when you had that thing, that object brought you so much instant joy, and then it faded just as quick as it came. And not only did it fade, it brought you lower than where you were before you got it. It didn't just give you a spike and then bring you right back to where you were. Nah, it dropped your ass. It brought you up the hill and down the crater. It went up and all the way down. And now what? You're looking at the top of the hill like, I want to go back up there. And you forget. You forget what it just did to you. So you go back up and you come down even harder. And you go back up and you come down. This is a cycle. It's not going to end. Understanding your attachments and understanding this principle of attachment is going to be what ends it. This is the end. This is the end for me. I needed this episode. If no one listens to this episode, I needed it because I was suffering from attachment that I cared too much about. I'd like to thank you for making it this far because I needed this. I needed to let go of this stuff. I needed this, you know? It's not just, I'm not no perfect been there and now I'm not doing that. No, I'm still doing this stuff with you. That's what we do. We're human. We need a little push every once in a while in the right direction. Maybe a few times in my case. I'm glad you listened to this. I'm glad you like this one. This one's going to be a good one. So if you did like it and you did listen to this, go ahead, share this with someone that you think would benefit from this. I was thinking of you. Maybe not the best kind of like I was thinking of you because like, you know, like this is not something. Yeah, you get it. Go ahead. Subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts if you made it this far. If you haven't done that, put the notifications on also so you get updates. Go follow the Instagram channel. Come on. Support. I want to do this for the rest of my life. I'm not attached to it though. If you like this episode, I'd love to know. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, go live that vital life now, baby, without attachments.